From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. military says it received a videotape today showing what appears to be a captured American soldier in Iraq. In Washington, a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command said the soldier identified himself on the tape as PFC Maupin. Private First Class Keith Maupin of Batavia, Ohio, has been missing since an attack last week on a convoy near Baghdad. Also today, two more foreigners, a Dane and an Arab businessman, were reported kidnapped.
The wave of hostage-taking is a new worry for the occupation authorities and for civilian contractors. It's also providing a clearer picture of those now opposing the U.S. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad.
This Baghdad hotel, home to many Westerners, is ringed by razor wire and concrete barricades and sealed by a metal gate. These defences were at first erected against suicide bombs and rockets, but now there's another problem.
In the car, they were screaming, jihad, jihad. They were screaming, don't speak, don't speak. They had a blade under my throat, and I was blindfolded.
Alex Chordanoff, a French journalist, is one of an estimated 40 foreigners taken hostage here this month. Today, a video was aired on the Arabic Al Jazeera TV station showing another. A 20-year-old American soldier seen sitting on the floor, surrounded by gunmen. Some of these hostages have been released, others have not. It's a new tactic by the insurgents, another way of pressuring the US-led authorities and their allies, who are already facing the worst crisis since the occupation began. US spokesman Dan Senor says it won't work.
We will not negotiate with the terrorists who have engaged in the hostage-taking, but we are putting everything behind their release, both from an intelligence standpoint, from a military standpoint, and other resources we have at our disposal.
Today, a Czech journalist, Mikhail Kubal, appeared on CNN after being freed with two other Czechs.
There was a big psychological pressure on us, but we try to prevail that and try to remain strong from the psychological point of view.
His was one of the happier episodes in an elaborate game playing out in Iraq. A Canadian and three Japanese have also just been freed, but others, including at least one American, are still held, and one, an Italian, has been killed. The U.S. authorities are trying to figure out who's behind it and how they work. U.S. General Mark Kimmett.
The fact that it's happening over different parts of the country to specifically targeted countries with the intent of apparently trying to disrupt and find purchase inside the coalition, try to break the coalition apart, would lead us to believe that there is some sort of at least loose coordination among these different groups.
In the lobby of Baghdad's Palestine Hotel, Chordanoff, the Frenchman, says goodbye to his friends. He's leaving after 4 days in captivity, which provided an unusually detailed insight into the insurgency.
I met Shias, I met former Saddam Army people, I met religious clerics, Sunnis, I mean, pretty much every location was a different set of points of views, ideology, and different kind of people.
Chordanoff says he was moved 10 times, blindfolded and held at gun or knife point on the floor of the car. Throughout, his captors peppered him with questions. On one occasion, they forced him to draw a map of France to prove he was French. He gradually began to build up a picture of them.
Sometimes I could see some of them, you know, from a little bit from the underneath the blindfold, and they'll be like religious guys or your regular Iraqi former army mustache kind of person to the farmer. I mean, they all know each other. It's like a very flexible net that kind of like operates in unity. It's very complex.
Age, it seems, is no obstacle.
Sometimes I have kids guarding me that are 12 years old. They have Kalashnikov sitting on plastic chairs. From the 10-year-old to the old Haji, you know, they'd all be part of the resistance.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.